Hey, darlings, it's Jules. The pot has been cast has been quiet, and it's time to update y'all on what's been happening since we last saw you in November. How the time flies. At the end of the last year, we decided to take a break, breathe, and regroup before moving into 2025. Holidays came and went, and along with the fresh springtime air came fresh new ideas. Resting works. But let's take a little break from our break and fill you in on all things Pod has been cast. Firstly, we'd like to express our thanks. Thank you for listening with us through every kickoff, every roll of the dice. As we came to the end of last year, we also reached the end of Campaign 2. Yes, the two episodes releasing this week will be the conclusion of Beyond the Fray. We may come back to the world of scavengers and booster ball in the future, but for now, the courts are quiet and the exosuits are back in storage. But don't worry about us. 2025 is going to see a lot of work behind the scenes. So while we won't be releasing new episodes for some time, we will be at the table together cooking up a brand new campaign that'll, with all luck and likelihood, launch early 2026. In the meantime, some changes in housekeeping before we lock up. The PHB Cast Patreon is now open to the public. If you hadn't had a chance to see the bonus releases, now is a great time to subscribe and check it out. If you like what we do here and want to drop some donations our way to help with Campaign 3, feel free to. Otherwise, also feel free to pause your donations until we're back in the game. We'll occasionally be using the Patreon feed and Discord to shout out community activities here in Chicago, group hangs, and help listeners connect with our other friends of the pod, or to shout out volunteer opportunities in the Chicagoland area as we go into the next year. Stay connected with our Patreon, Discord, and social media to be the first to hear about our next campaign when we're done cooking it. Big picture, we're working on how we work, how to make the thing we love doing sustainable for us, the people making it, and how to consistently deliver the content you all have grown to, hopefully, love. Real talk, a lot of us have had a rough year out here. Things in the world are, let's be real, scary right now. Take time to tell stories and play games whenever you can or are able. That helps us get through it. That's why we do this. Once again, thank you for listening. Thank you from me to the PHB Cast crew for building beautiful things from the bottom of your hearts. Keep hope, play where you can, lean into your community, and until next time, enjoy the finale of Campaign 2, Beyond the Fray. Champions from games yet played. This is The Pod Has Been Cast, a sci-fi tabletop role-playing podcast. In this campaign, we're taking you into the solar punk world of Beyond the Fray. Who's playing with us today?
What is up, my dudes? My name is Alina, and my pronouns are they and them, with a preference for my name. I am playing Spica Lilith Berea, whose pronouns are she and her.
What's up, you guys? My name is Bianca Phipps. I use they, them pronouns. I'm playing Magnolia, who uses she, her pronouns.
What's up, dudes? My name is Carlos Olmedo. I use he, him pronouns. What's up? And I play Gaius Borealis, who uses he, him pronouns. What's up?
Because tonight will be the night that I will fall for you. Over again. All right. What's up, everybody? It's David. He's he, him pronouns. Woo. And I'm going to be playing Sky today, who, guess what? Spoiler alert, also uses he, him pronouns.
Sick.
Widoway, my name is Jules. And actually, I guess you could say I'm the referee for this game. Widoway. I use they, them pronouns. What do we? something came over me just then. I don't know what that was. That was weird. All right,
that
kittens.
Was just your inner monologue.
Let's huddle up real quick before tip off and talk about what makes this world special.
Hi, welcome to World Building Corner. We'll be playing a game called Detail, designed by someone named Declan Lothian. Please return our calls. Today, our prompt is...
Hey, hold on. Miss you so much.
Declan? Hey, Declan. Hey, I know
Declan,
you're listening.
We miss you.
We've had a lot of fun here. Would you just call us back?
Baby, please.
Your voicemail is full.
Oh, you had something.
Hey.
You said that you'd call and...
We were playing this trip to medieval times with, you know, just us and the kids, and... I think it'd just mean the world if you could just give us a call back. Declan?
Thanks.
Whenever you have a chance.
If you're out there. Speaking of, today the word prompt is grudges. You could think about this as like maybe like a grudge that your character has against somebody else or like famous grudges throughout culture or history. Take a second and think about it.
I want Jules to answer this one too.
Grudges that I personally have?
No.
Yeah, sure.
You full-on real-life Jules.
No. Yeah, this is like not about the game at all. If we could all just like air out one grievance we have personally in our lives, leave it at the door kind of thing.
What grudge would I air?
I say that there's like a growing, like with some of the teams in Booster Ball, there's like every time that there's a fight that breaks out, it's really hard for the teams to break that out of their tradition. And so, like, teams where the more fights that have happened between two teams, the tenser the rivalry. Like it almost becomes less about the game and more about, like, who's going to bring the fight in this time if the pressure's mounting to that extent, you know?
Very hockey.
Yeah, very hockey.
I think that Giuseppe has a grudge against Spica.
That's so funny. Why?
Now, and we are just dropping Giuseppe lore. Okay.
And listen, I don't have to drop Giuseppe lore.
No, please.
Is this not the world building?
I can
part?
Walk it back. That is your character, Jules, and I want to say that's
I
your NPC.
I don't want you to walk it back. I want you to clarify. What did you do to Giuseppe?
What have you done?
I think that when Spica was really young, that she, I think she like ran into his cart or something. Like one of her first time using boosters, she just like didn't take him off after practice or something. Or was like flying around.
Dennis the Menace.
The city. Yeah, Dennis the Menace style. And just like blasted into his cart once. And his whole stock for that day just like was fucked. And Spica.
My cabbages!
Yeah, exactly. Cabbage, man. Like fucking cabbages. And I think that most people have like don't really like remember her, but like Giuseppe never forgot.
So on
Giuseppe Tuesdays, he'll be like, Magnolia, so good to see you. And then
to Spike. So let's heavy. Be careful with the voices now.
What do you mean? That's the voice you used.
Okay,
well, what was it?
Not exactly my voice.
It wasn't the same province that you were using.
Yeah, maybe it's a different region.
Okay, the region is scavengers.
Widowy? It wasn't. I think Sky just loves to have arbitrary grudges with anybody. I think he thinks it's fun.
We've seen it.
That's it.
I think that Magnolia holds a deep-seated grudge with Red Reggie because once he, like, sorry,
Red
Reginald.
Thank you.
There you go.
Not his name.
So sorry.
I know his thought is.
We all went. So sorry. Reginald. Magnolia has a deep-seated grudge against Reginald because once he, like, obliterated her in a game of Egyptian rat screw to the point where she had to, like, wear a brace on her wrist for a while. And she was just really angry that he won that game. And we'll never forget it. We'll never let him live it down. We were, like, this was, like, probably, like, semifinals last year.
Jules' real-life grudges. I don't carry a lot of negativity with me. I guess. Why did you laugh at that, Carlos? That's wild. I guess I don't really give a fuck about your dog. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people are like, you know, talking about their fucking dog or some shit. And then they're like, they show me like a fucking picture. You know, I'm like, I don't care. You know, like, say with like, here, actually, I'll open that up a little bit even. I don't really ever want to see a picture of anything. You know?
Anything?
Not really. Like, somebody's like, oh.
I've seen enough.
There's this baby. Because I don't want to, like, fucking sit there and wait for you to find some shit. And then I'm thinking the whole time of, like, okay, what's my reaction to this photo going to be? And I got to be like, oh, look at that.
You are being watched.
Fuck. Like, yeah. Describe what it looks like to me if it's important to the story. But, yeah. Like, if you tell me that you have a baby or you have a dog or you went somewhere, I can probably fill a picture in. I've seen
that. Yeah, I got a good
before.
Imagination.
So yeah. Or a cat, you know? I don't give a fuck.
No pictures, please.
No pictures, please.
I can't wait for hashtag cancel Jules.
I'm excited. I'm literally going to have a baby, and I'm not going to show you any pictures of this baby ever. No.
You're not even going to meet the baby.
No.
Introduce me to the baby,
yeah,
if
exactly.
You must.
Meeting the baby is like in person, okay. And then it's a personal thing.
You must.
Yeah. But, like, I don't know. But, you know, I mean, you're different. We're friends, I suppose. It's different.
Sure.
If I'm, like,
it's
an acquaintance
okay if it's
of
not
yours,
different.
Like, don't fucking just show me some shit. Like, I don't want to see it.
And yeah, if you're a true. Baby, I'm just going to be like, so what do you like?
Yeah.
There was this dude once. And listen, hey, if you're like, hey, can I start this episode? Just go ahead and fast forward a couple minutes. You'll be there. There's this dude once, and he was, like, trying to show me, like, an outfit he wore once. And he's like, oh, fuck, I had this, like, crazy outfit this for this one thing, this, like, show or something. He's like, let me find it. And we're sitting next to each other, and he just proceeds to, like, scroll through his fucking cell phone looking for a picture of this outfit. And I'm like, there is no chance this is cool enough for this weight. There's no chance.
No.
Okay, but I was really proud of that outfit.
I don't know. Then wear it.
Naked.
Fuck.
Then wear it.
Can I get some? Okay, hey, is there the Jules Alliance? Can I get the Jules Alliance in the chat?
Yeah, make some noise, please.
Fuck dogs. Fuck babies. Fuck dogs.
Hey,
wait, sound bite.
Wait, please.
And we're just gonna cancel Carlos right off the bat. Let's fucking go.
Back.
And we're just gonna. Okay.
That doesn't
two
Jesus wow. Christ!
Jeez, just wanted to play a game, Declan. We're so sorry. Okay,
Declan, please,
please call us back.
Declan,
oh,
I'm
Declan,
sorry,
I get
Declan.
It.
I get it.
Come
if you call us back.
Declan, no.
Declan, please, baby, I'm sorry.
Let's keep all of this in mind as we dive into this week's episode. The starting horn blares, and the Last City Legends take off from their positions, facing off against the Seagrass Gardeners. Who would like to roll for momentum?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I feel like Sky usually does really well with this, not to volunteer you. Every time.
Some have kinkness thrust upon them. Let's go.
Wait, the audience wasn't there for that.
Yeah, huh? You really just
and they never
thing.
Will be.
And they don't need to know. Some
you really just sort of said a weird thing.
Ain't it just?
My mangoes.
My mangoes. All right. I'm rolling. What do I roll with?
Power.
Dice.
Yeah.
It's five.
Ooh.
Let's go.
Five.
Momentum, baby.
Excellent. On a 4+, you seize momentum. Start a play and fill in. No, you'll just start a play. A play clock. Do you have one in mind?
I'm looking at our list. These are all really good. I think I'm just going to go for Fool's Errand.
Nice.
Fool's Errand. What is the strength of Fool's Errand?
It is. I'm going to say it is. Erratic.
Mm. Mm. And what is the weakness if the strength is erratic?
I'm going to say it's hard to maintain.
Mm. Hell yeah. You launch into Fool's Errand, this play that you have been cooking up, where you kind of capitalize on the chaos that won you the last match. And you started off that way from the very beginning, taking the gardeners a little bit by surprise and putting them on their back heel. We flash forward. There are fireworks exploding in the night sky as the entire street is filled with festival stalls and carts. You can smell food cooking from all these different vendors, and people are dancing and singing and partying in the street, scavengers and gardeners alike. In front of you, Spica, you see a moth who tried to give you that little treat before the game. A moth is standing in front of you, sobbing. As we pan over to you, we see that there is, you kind of have a head wrap, like you've received like a head injury. And Moth crying says, "I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. Please don't kick my ass."
No, whoa. Relax. First of all, quiet down, buddy.
Sorry.
It's fine. Honestly, if you hadn't done it to me first, I would have done it to you. But I'm not going to kick your ass. Not.
We smash cut to this moment in that match. What happened, Spica?
I think that Spica probably came up on Moth in a really offensive manner and scared the shit out of Moth, and then like a boot just flew and kicked her in the forehead or something.
Yeah, you see Moth has gotten like her first penalty.
Oh.
Back at the festival, she like sort of like tries to go like to take your hand.
Okay.
Is there anything I can do to make it up to you?
I mean, there's not much to make up. I guess stop crying, maybe?
Okay. I can do that.
Okay, you're not doing well so far, but I believe in you. Do you want like a funnel cake or some shit?
Speaking of funnel cake, we pan over to Gaius.
Our little funnel cake.
Gaius, you are sitting across the table from a few of the other gardeners from the team, a mix of players and also a couple that were on the bench. And there are three plates in front of you. Two of them are empty, and on the third, you have a half-eaten funnel cake. We look at Gaius's face, covered in powdered sugar. Looking at the other gardeners, you just hear, "Go, go, Gaius! Go, go, Gaius!"
I use a passion play to try and finish the.
All right, let's see. Go ahead and roll.
Close my eyes, and I let my heart guide me. I rolled a 6, baby.
Yeah, let's go.
That's so funny.
You power through the end of that funnel cake, and they all cheer. They hop over the table and start clapping you on the back. And one of them, sort of with a glint in their eye, says, "Don't think I forgot, Gaius. I owe you one more funnel cake."
What?
And you see, he gets up and starts walking over to the vendor.
You don't have to. You can, I don't know, go get me a bucket or something.
This is all to celebrate a point that you scored during that match, Gaius. Tell me about it.
Gaius did a way better job during this match of, like, loosening up and having fun, and he really focused on that rather than trying to win. I think the fact that our opponents were also very, like, not aggressive kind of helped with that pressure.
His style was a lot more, was a lot smoother. So instead of the like lightning bolt speed, he is sort of like developing the sort of smoke speed that Caspian had. It's not the same, but it's similar. Mm. And I think just the fact that he was able to make it seem easy because he was having fun was what made that the shot so inspiring. It's like it wasn't like he made it look like it wasn't that hard, and you can have fun while being successful.
This breathtaking moment where you score this hit, not even really breaking a sweat to do so. You see actually the other team in this moment in the match stops and cheers for this point going through.
Thank you.
You see this same kid point at you, and he's like, and he says, "You're getting a funnel cake for every point you score like that."
I could eat 4 plates of funnel cake.
You got it.
And it all comes rushing back to me in that moment as I'm staring down this plate.
Sky, you are sort of off the main thoroughfare of the festival. You hear the sounds of music and chatter in the background. You and another gardener have sort of slinked off into the darkness. Their name is Finch. Finch is sort of like leading the way through this alleyway. You see a lot of like kind of leftover material for setting up the market has been kind of propped up here. You guys are like kind of ducking under big like kind of cardboard towers and leaning over like pieces of siding until you get to like a kind of a secluded area, and Finch turns and is like, "Are you sure about this?"
Hell fucking yeah, I am.
Hell yeah. You see Finch sort of reaches into their vest and pulls out like a small bag. This shit goes kind of crazy.
Look, I'm not here for something that goes dull.
Okay, now listen. We could both get in a lot of trouble for this, so I need to know if you're cool.
What do you mean, am I cool? I'm not going to get in trouble.
All right, because you're like a prince or something.
Your words, not mine.
Hey, can I get like a title?
You want a title?
Yeah.
Yeah, how about How to Make Friends 101? This is how.
What?
It's the title of a book. Come on, nerd.
Oh, come on, nerd.
Are you saying we're not friends?
We're about to be.
Because I thought after that moment, and we flash back to the match. What happened in this match when you and Finch connected?
I think Finch's boots started to fizzle out, and I caught them.
Oh.
You caught Finch as they were falling. Oh. And Finch sort of looks at you. You just saved my life.
Get up, nerd. Go.
I'm going to get you so fucking high tonight.
I'm going to hold you to that. All right.
You see, like, back in this alleyway, Finch, like, kind of takes out this bag and takes out kind of, like, it looks like a little cluster of roots, almost. And kind of, like, breaks it in half. It kind of crumbles apart and takes a few of the crumbled pieces and puts them in your palm and sort of takes some in his and sort of looks at you. You ready for a crazy fucking night?
Sky just goes, "These aren't just seeds, are they?"
Seeds?
Yeah.
No, these are, I call them, I have a very special name for them.
Honestly, good enough for me. And Sky just...
You both, take them. Why don't you... Let's see.
Why don't I?
Should we call this share a meal?
That's fine. Yes.
What about maybe... power up?
Funny.
Yeah, go ahead and roll power up.
That's so funny.
They make you Hulk out.
A 4.
Four, great. This is your first time doing it. Let me see. What is Sky's experience with recreational drugs?
None.
Okay, cool. So I think there's a moment where you're like, maybe I shouldn't have done this before everything kind of kicks in. It is a short burst, a short rush that you feel.
Mm-hmm.
It only lasts for maybe 30 minutes or so.
That's enough.
But with a four, it feels incredible. You get this tingling warm sensation all over your body. Colors seem brighter. You can almost like see music as it's coming off of people's instruments.
It's like a root version of synesthesia.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're like walking by some people playing a rat screw on a table, and you just like lean over someone's shoulder, move some of the cards around, and like all of a sudden they won and everyone's cheering and happy for you. You walk somebody past somebody and you say like something really cool, and they look at you and they're like, wow, that was really cool, and they sort of give you a wink. You wink back.
It's liquid Riz.
Liquid Riz.
As we snap out of this reality, we see a series of sort of angry people. You see like a card table that's been knocked over and a very like sort of disgruntled looking old man. It's like, what the fuck did you just say?
I give everyone finger guns and walk away.
As you are just having a time, as soon as it wears off, you have to vomit.
Cool. Cool. And I look for Finch again immediately after I vomit.
Finch is actually right next to you, spewing in a trash can, and sort of gives you a thumbs up. BFFs!
Yeah, BFFs!
Oh, God.
Magnolia.
Yes.
Below this shameful display on one of the rooftops, you are sort of sitting, legs over the edge, looking at the fireworks, looking at the festival below. This festival happens every year, but perhaps this is the first time you are participating as a player, as one of the guests of honor. You see that Juniper sits down next to you, sort of like looking a little sad. But like sits down next to you looking at the festival. I love that we can do this.
Party?
I know there's some places in this world where communities aren't as close as ours and yours.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that kind of like sobers her up a little. And she sort of like looks back out over the group and is sort of like flooded with this feeling of like deep appreciation and a huge wave of sadness as like it sort of like hits her that like this is the last time that she will be a player at this celebration, that like this is it, this is like one of the first lasts that is happening over the season. I think she tears up a little but like keeps her gaze out forward and is like, it's kind of nice though knowing that, you know, this will still happen no matter what we play.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, you did good out there.
Sorry.
You don't have to say that. I was just going to say, I know Flyer is not exactly like the flashiest position, but I've never seen someone connect a team the way you did today. You're really good at this.
Thank you.
I don't know if I'll ever be that good. We flash to the moment of the game where you all won it. Magnolia, this isn't necessarily maybe a point that you scored. Maybe it was. But this is definitely a moment you were instrumental in. What won you all this match against the Gardeners?
I think it was a really successful, I would imagine that like since the Angels game, we've been practicing a lot and Magnolia has been very much like studying sort of like the tapes. I think that we borrowed, used the triangular formation that the angels were using, like sort of like mimicked that in our own way to be like, okay, if we can't, we're not necessarily like as fast as they are, but the shape is really interesting. This like balance of us being able to switch roles really easy. So I think the moment that we won this game involved us all sort of like switching positions, like Spica and I swapping sides, and Gaius helping like set Sky up, and then like trading positions like forward and center. So like this very successful like switcheroo that happened that I don't think Magnolia scored the final point. I think that was probably Gaius or Sky, but it was like her strategy that was successful, which made it feel like it was her point anyway.
Juniper sort of gives you a smile as you're like sort of thinking about that moment in the match, and says, "You know, if you can't play anymore, you should really think about being a coach."
And I think that she kind of like laughs at that, and like has like a moment of like thinking back to when she was like 18 and had like first started, and like they would say all the time, like, "If you can't play, you coach." And like kind of like being like a shithead about that, but in this moment is like, maybe I guess I've never really thought about it, but I guess it's time to start thinking about what I'll do when it's over, and that's not a bad idea.
Do you think? Listen, Ocean View Garden. We like to play booster ball, but it's not really as big a thing for us as it is for you all in Last City. And, like, Team Seagrass, we have fun, but we're never gonna make it probably even into the second round of any competition. I guess sometimes I just start thinking, why do we even bother? I think today was the first time I actually kind of started to want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she sort of like nudges him with her shoulder, and she's like, "That's kind of all it takes. First bite, and then you get hungrier and hungrier."
Hungry. Yeah. Well, sorry to interrupt you. I'll get back down to the party.
No, sorry, it's necessary. Good game.
Yeah, he extends a hand. Good game.
She takes it and shakes it like one, like nice, like firm.
You all have won your match against the Gardeners, confirming that you will move on to the next round of this tournament. You have one more game to play in this seed against the Union. But that was more to determine your ranking versus whether or not you'll qualify to go on. You all in this moment have had these like individual things. Some of you are quite full, some of you are quite empty, and some of you have a head wound. The match was won, but there was a point that Lakeside made sure to make before you all broke for the festival. That Team Seagrass is by far and along the worst team in the league. And they still sort of put you all through your paces today. This was not a breezy victory. Similar to your last match, you had to scrap point to point to get there. You see a look of like kind of deep concern on Lakeside's face as they sort of say this to you. That if you're struggling this hard against the Angels is one thing, but struggling this hard against the Gardeners has Lakeside worried. You all find yourselves in the middle of this festival. People are dancing. People are carrying on. What do you all do together as a team?
I think Spica has snuck booze from somewhere and has like taken to trying to show Moth how to dance or trying to like cheer them up. And then like sees Gaius like about to yarf, and is like, this will be hilarious. And is like, come on, come here. And then like starts to try and like dozy do with him, spinning him in circles.
That's so funny. That's exactly what I was going to say. I think that like there is like this like tradition where like it's kind of like a line dance where like the two teams sort of like come together and like they have like the first like eight bars where they like dance around each other and then everybody sort of joins in. Very like boot scoot and boogie, very like Cupid shuffle. Like it's like an easy dance that everyone can do. it's time.
They're playing my song.
But I think that there is like a moment where like they're all sort of like dancing and Magnolia is like looking out, like seeing like where all of her team members are, watching like Spica spin Gaius and seeing Sky like slink back, like wiping his mouth post vomit or whatever, like this, like, and like Tizane and Rowan, and even Locksmith trying to learn how to dance.
Hell yeah. Sky, do you dance?
Oh. Oh, do I dance?
Oh.
No. Hell yeah. In that case,
I do think in this moment, yeah. Sky is shoveling food into his mouth. Totally. He has crashed so hard and he needs as much sustenance as possible.
Yeah, yeah. You see, I just named his kid and I already forgot. Finch. Finch has sort of been mirroring you all night. You see, like Finch is also shoveling food into his mouth. Finch is like a little bit younger than you. You go ahead and roll plus I for me.
Okay. That's a minus one.
Okay.
That's a one.
A one. Great. Yeah, you continue to shovel food into your mouth, sort of getting yourself back to stasis. Spica, will you do the same thing for me?
Two.
Okay, great. Spica, you are dancing. You're having a good time. Nothing really crossing your mind as odd. And finally, Magnolia. Roll I.
I got a five.
Hell yeah. Magnolia, with a five, and this makes sense as this is what you were doing. You were sort of looking at your team dancing. Even the ones that aren't dancing, you're all still kind of together. And like, seems like having a good time for the most part. You all of a sudden lose track of Rowan. You thought Rowan was like with Tizane. You look over, Tizane is actually dancing with some of the other gardener court guards. And you're looking around and you see that usually there's a point in this evening where God King Atlas should be making a speech. You don't see the God King or any of the Grow Whisperers here as well.
I'll turn to, I'll sort of like do-si-do over, to Sky. Cause I think Magnolia thinks that they're the two closest on the team, that like Sky is like closest to Rowan out of everyone. And it's like, hey, have you seen Rowan? I thought he was with Tizane, but I...
Magnolia!
Hey! You look, you okay?
I'm hungry. What's up?
Eat up. Have you seen Rowan? Recently?
I mean, they're over there, but, that was like 20 minutes ago.
And then I think Magnolia looks at Sky and is, and like hesitates for a moment and then asks, do you know if your mom is coming? Normally... They're here by now.
Fuck. All right. No.
Okay. I'm sure it's fine. I don't think there's any cause to worry. Maybe she's just busy with things that have been happening. I was just wondering if she mentioned something to you, but it makes sense.
And this guy just walks away and just starts like looking.
Fair enough. As you walk away, Sky, as you're like sort of sobering up out of this, now with a full stomach, you will also notice there are no Grow Whisperers here. You have lost track of Rowan, and your mom is certainly not here. And neither is Phalanx.
Okay. Hard to lose a bus-sized wolf.
True.
True.
I think I do a whistle. Like it's the whistle that I have for four phalanx to come, and I'm just like.
A couple minutes pass, but you do see, like, on one of the rooftops, the massive shadow of this hound sort of peering over, looking at you, eyes sort of glowing in the moonlight.
Am I close enough to, like, they can, like they can hear me?
Yeah. You want to call them to you?
Yes.
Yeah, they'll hop down, sort of causing a bit of a stir as people Rucks. Clear the way for these giant animal coming. You see phalanx, both heads have, like, kind of wreaths placed over it and, like, some, like, flowers sort of braided into their fur. Phalanx is always, like, a huge, very popular with the gardeners. As phalanx does spend time over with them as well, as their settlement is not far from here. Phalanx sure. will go all the way out there to hunt sometimes. Phalanx comes up to you. The kind head sort of like nuzzles you a little bit. You see the other head, the one that usually snaps at you, is sort of like whining and looks a little apprehensive.
I turn around. Is Magnolia, are you still close?
Yeah, I think I would follow.
I literally get up on top of Phalanx and I look down and I say, are you coming?
Oh, yep.
Yes. I'll say okay. Gaius and Spica, this is not something that you would not see. This is a very large wolf and your friends are climbing on top of it. What do you two do in this moment?
I would drag Gaius with me over to Phalanx to be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Where are you guys going?
I think I hold out a hand for either Spica or Gaius, whoever takes it first.
We're going to find Rowan.
Oh.
Okay.
And then...
It's tight, but you all managed to pull yourselves onto the back of this giant wolf. And
tight. So cool. You've said it's a bus-sized wolf, Jules. I'm sorry. Yes. I refuse yes. to accept that it's tight up there.
I said it was a bus-sized wolf. I did not say how big your asses were.
Oh my god, you're oh so god, right. Right.
We live all have
the giant ass dimension.
None of you asked.
Our asses are the a quarter size of a bus.
Every hallway looks like an hourglass.
That's so funny, David.
That's so funny.
Let's all remark how funny David is.
I'll say that this is, I just want to know on the record that this is like a dream of Magnolia's coming true. And she's really trying to play it cool. But like getting to be on Phalanx, who's like this like city-sized wolf. She's like, wolf girl inside. She's like, this is cool. Keep it cool. I love
Phalanx
it.
Phalanx
sense my whimsy.
Phalanx moves quickly and quietly through the city, sort of gaining speed, hopping up higher and higher, moving from rooftop to rooftop, moving through the city, seemingly not needing to be like guided by you at all. Sky seems to know where you need to be. And you find yourselves back towards the area of the Angels Cathedral, that's where you rehearse, the Angels Tower, where you had your mm-hmm. last match, where that last bout of grow sort of occurred. Phalanx stops short of like kind of entering the area of it, hops down sort of into an alleyway and gets low and sort of encrouches. You see now Phalanx sort of quietly sneaking up behind Rowan, who from the very end of this alley seems to be peeking out towards the building and the large grow tree that sprouted inside of it.
I sneak up behind Rowan and I literally pull them back, hand over their mouth.
It's cool. It's us. It's cool. You're okay.
He sort of like blinks slowly, like trying to calm himself down.
We're good.
Yeah. Turn him around and I just, what's going on?
He just kind of points towards the square.
Sky just walks, just silently, just starts walking.
Yeah, you come out into the area. This is where you all stood after you escaped the building before that grow kind of tore it down. And you see a gathering of people. You see a lot of grow whisperers sort of like all kind of clustered together in front of this tree. You see your mother and kind of on the opposite end of them, you see Rowan's father, who appears to be like kind of yelling at your mom. As you approach, you hear him say, "You can't keep doing it. You don't know what it's going to do to you. These people here, they rely on you. It's irresponsible. No one has ever taken as much as you." And it sounds like, Sky, you're not trying to be stealthy at all. It sounds like you're just moving towards this situation.
I don't charge in. I silently walk over to, like, just to watch. I'm not trying to, like, hide, but I'm not trying to, like, confront anyone.
Gotcha. So this is Rowan's father, who has sort of been, like, put on the outside of whatever this is. It's a collection of the Grow Whisperers, both from Last City and also from Ocean View Garden. So kind of a massive group of Grow Whisperers now backing your mother.
Sure.
You see that she puts a hand up. I have heard your concerns and I understand, but I have a city to protect. You have your way. I have mine. And you see she kind of turns away from him, looking up at the big tree of Grow. And you see she puts a knife kind of up to her shoulder and she starts cutting down her bandaged arm. And as the bandages sort of fall off, Sky, have you ever seen your mother's arm uncovered?
A handful of times. Not much, but, you know, certainly not often.
Whatever you have seen before, the appearance of it now you could only describe as worse.
Mm-hmm.
You see that her skin has turned almost completely green on that arm. And you see little buds and like thorns sort of sprouting up from different areas of her skin. At the very end, you see her fingers even look like they maybe have like leaves and things growing from different points of them. She holds this like plant-esque arm up towards the tree and she looks at the other Grow Whisperers. I'm ready. Do it. And you see several like sort of take steps towards your mother. They take out these syringe looking devices and you see like three of them kind of take places almost like restraining your mom, and two of them sort of hold out the arm and they go and they inject her in places up and down her arm with this fluid. Sky, this fluid looks familiar to you as the stuff that your mother was drinking earlier. Mm-hmm. She cries out as this happens and she starts thrashing almost like she's trying to pull these people off of her. They hold her steady. It takes a few minutes. Do the rest of you follow Sky out? Are you all witnessing this as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I whisper to Sky, I say, Sky, this feels so wrong.
Yeah, I think that Sky like marches out and Magnolia like turns and is like, it's okay. Well, it's all good. I'll just go take a look. And like then she goes and then the others also follow. And so like by the time we are, so we're like all kind of out there and Magnolia's like, well, okay. But it yeah,
you're
is,
like, don't worry, I got this. I'll go. You go. And then Spike, we wait for a minute. Spike is like, Gaius, you stay here with Phalanx. I'll go. And then I go to, I go to Phalanx. Phalanx, stay here. I'll be right back.
And then we all trickle out. But I don't think, I don't think Mangoli has ever seen anything like this. And like when they start injecting Atlas, I think she puts a hand on Sky's shoulder, not necessarily to like do anything, but just sort of like in an acknowledgement of like, that is your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Spica does too.
After the injection, you see the Grow Whisperers take steps back. The only person that notices your presence now is Rowan's father, who like sees the group of you, sees this happening, and kind of sighs as if like this can't be helped. You see the God King's hand sort of expand and open, almost like it is flowering. Different vines sort of untangling from each other. The form that is recognizable as an arm and a hand sort of changing into something much more floral and plant-like. The God King lets out a scream and holds that flowered hand towards the tree that sprouted through this building. And you feel the ground beneath you beginning to shake. It takes a few minutes, but you see the tree beginning to recede
and retreat back into the ground. The limbs of it start to curl and almost like it is quickly rotting. And it begins to collapse inward on itself. Bits of this building sort of have adjusted to the size of this tree around it, start falling and breaking away. But slowly but surely, the tree recedes back into the ground. There's still damage here. There's a giant crack in the ground where this thing had sprouted from. But the tree, after a few minutes, is gone. You see your mother, the God King, fall to her knees, and the flower that was her arm sort of retract, wilt in on itself. It's done. It's done. She turns as she tries to get herself back up, and she locks eyes with you, Sky, standing with a group of your friends. You see her face is twisted. Her eyes sort of glow with this greenish shine. You see like veins sprouting all around her face. And in this almost like otherworldly sort of yell, she screams, "Get them out of here!" And the Grow Whisperers move on the group of you.
I think when she sees us, Magnolia is going to sort of like instinctively step in front of Sky and then turn to like face them and be like, "We should go. We should go."
Hmm. Sky just starts walking forward.
Forward towards your mother?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Grow Whisperers come up and they try to restrain you. What do you do? And you can use a move if you think a move would be appropriate here.
I overpower. Like
overpower?
Mm-hmm.
All right, go for it.
Five.
All right. On a 4 to 5, you do one or the other. So normally this would be you filling in a segment of a play clock or giving them the dazed weakness. I will say in this moment, I'll give you two options, just like normal. You can either sort of push past these people with your strength, kind of knocking them back, giving you a chance to run for your mother. Or you can have them like not restrain you, but hold your ground where you are. So you don't advance any further, but they don't hold you back.
I push past them.
Yeah, you push past them for a second. You take advantage of the opening, them surprised that you react to them in this way. You dash through up to your mother. They don't know what to do. Some of the group goes and they like kind of put hands on Spica, Magnolia, Gaius, and Rowan, trying to keep you all from further interfering in this. Some of them try to pursue you, Sky, but as you get to their mother, it seems like they don't want to get too close to her in this moment. How close are you getting to her?
I'm going to grab her.
Yeah, you grab her. You feel almost like an electricity running through your hands as you do it. You feel... Roll... Dude, I don't know what this roll would be, actually. You experience something here. And I think it would either be heart or eye.
Probably heart.
Go for it.
That's a 2.
A 2. You just feel something kind of buzz in your ear. Like almost like somebody trying to say something to you that you can't quite make out. In this moment, you can't seize the words. They're intangible to you. But you know that you have them inside of you somewhere. It's something that you never experienced before. It is definitely beyond natural.
Is it the Grow?
You're not sure, but perhaps this is the sound of the Grow. But something in you, you hear for a second as you grab your mother. She grabs you back, this impressive strength, and she kind of struggles to like stand up, using you to help guide her. She says, "Sky, I didn't want you to see this."
But I did.
You have to understand.
We can control it. We can control it.
Are you sure?
Uncertainty sort of flashes over her face. As she looks at you, she blinks, and you see she collapses in your arms.
Yeah, I just kind of hold her and like guide her to the ground.
Her grow arm, the one that she used to collapse this tree, kind of starts to wither in even more on itself, tightly coiling back into something that resembles more a hand. You see Fortuna sort of moves over to like, she's got like some bandages and some balm, and it looks like she's trying to do something with the arm, but she gets close to you to do that. Do you do anything?
No.
She immediately starts applying this balm with a few of the other Grow Whispers and starts wrapping this arm up as quickly as they can, it seems like. Fortuna doesn't say anything to you. If anything, she gives you maybe a look and kind of goes back to her work. The rest of you over there, you see Rowan's dad sort of like just looks angry and then just looks kind of like void. And goes and like kind of takes Rowan by the shoulders and like starts like kind of ushering him away from this area, sort of turns back to you, Angel. Turns back to you, Magnolia, sorry, and says, I'm sorry, we can't stay here. And you see Rowan, tears in his eyes, kind of looks over at you helplessly as the dad sort of drags him away.
Wait, but I think that like it's like, what could she say?
Yeah.
But like in her brain she's like, we need him, he's just getting good, wait. And I think the only thing she manages to say is we have practice tomorrow.
They keep going. You hear a choked sob coming from Rowan as he's sort of escorted away from you. Spica, Gaius, the Grow Whispers are now sort of taking you all, and they're like trying to move you back towards the festival as best they can. What are you two doing in this moment?
I think my focus is entirely on Sky. I'm coming to the realization that this is bigger than Booster Ball. And like it's odd because like our uniforms have that like single sleeve that represents the arm of King Atlas and God King Atlas, and to think how silly it is to wear that knowing what was underneath the arm the entire time. I hear Magnolia's words ring out about being at practice, but for the first time in a long time my priority isn't Booster Ball. It's the safety of Sky, the safety of my friends, and the safety of the people in Last City. So there's a part of me that's not necessarily resisting, but I'm trying to formulate a plan to evacuate or help everyone out. So on the surface, I'm not resisting, but on the inside, I'm trying to figure out like how I'm going to help should this get out of hand.
Totally. Spica, how about you?
Spica is resisting, not in like a aggressive way or anything, but like
I'll say, Spica, it's your mother that is specifically trying to push you away.
Sure.
You hear her sort of whispering, you shouldn't be here.
And I think Spica is just like, I'm not going. Like every time they get touched, they just kind of like wiggle out of it. And move around.
And they'll sort of grab your face and like kind of turn your head to look at them directly. And your mother says, for once in your life, think that I might know best.
And then she looks at her mom and she says, as a whisperer, would you leave the God King?
I follow orders.
I'm not leaving my teammate.
Hopeless, she sort of just like turns to
some of the other Grow Whisperers that physically kind of like scoop you up into their arms, like sort of like fireman style, and like start to like kind of drag you off, maybe a little bit more forcefully than they should be. As you're all kind of being pushed back, Sky, you're alone, Fortuna and your mother. And Fortuna sort of looks up to you, sort of glassy-eyed, Sky, and says, "She never wanted you to see her like this. She knew you wouldn't understand."
Yeah, it's hard to understand what you're not told.
"There is a dream that we share. A whisper of a world that we control again. One that we don't have to react to. One that we can thrive in. And your mother is the key to that whisper. And I think you heard it tonight."
Okay. And Sky starts to just get his mom up off the ground and try to walk her away.
You pick up the God King and carefully, quietly, without drawing him much more attention than has already been drawn, try to take her back to the watchtower.
And as I do, I have her kind of like slumped in my arms for a second, and we walk past everybody, and I give the rest of the team kind of like a look, and I do think there's a brief moment where he looks at Magnolia, and you can see he's just like angry.
Mm-hmm.
And he just kind of has a moment. He's starting to walk away, and he turns and just goes, "We have practice tomorrow."
Damn. We focus in on the crack in the ground that this great tree had been pushed back inside of. There are more tremors in the ground this night, but we actually pan further out to the countryside that surrounds Last City. And as these tremors start to fade away, we see sprouts of green coming up out of the ground all around the Last City of humans. This has been Beyond the Fray, a Pod Has Been Cast production. This episode was edited by David Moreland, with music direction from Carlos Olmedo. Original music by Small Hounds. Check out their debut album, Triangles, wherever you get your music. Additional music and sound effects listed in the episode description. Find us on our website, thephbcast.com, on Instagram at The Pod Has Been Cast, and please rate, review, and subscribe. Hall of Patrons! Welcome to the Hall of Patrons, where we honor those patrons that have gone the extra mile in supporting this podcast. They have been cast nude in marble statues for all to see and to gaze upon their glory. I'm talking about statues of Omar, Big Daddy Dumper, Amir, Emily B., Desmond Universe, Warren Daly, Arlo Howard, Adrian, the Human Highlight Reel, Olives, Todd Allworm, Michael Sepcott, Matt Hunter, Sam Weissman-Haller, Zachary S. Zimbal,
Aaron Jansen Sillick, Jace 93, David Moreland, Elijah Sloan, Sarah Harrison, Jerrica Hookie, Zelda S., Rhea Strong, and my big brother Juan. Thank you, Patreons. If you want to be like these naked, beautiful, glistening statues, head on over to patreon.com and help us out at any tier you feel comfortable giving. Every little bit helps, and we love all of our Patreons. We have different gifts for different levels. Our highest tier will get you a shout out on the show, and at all tiers you get access to our exclusive Discord and perhaps a little bit of content coming your way every month. Who knows? But as always, thank you, patrons. Hey, I love you, darling. Now get the hell out of my house. Bye.